What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics, Freedom Through Swimming. I'm your host, Tazaria, also known as Coach T. Today is going to be a solo episode, so I'm going to go over some housekeeping for the project. Should be short and sweet. First, the biggest change is location. I'm now in Belize, Central America, my family's motherland, and it feels good to be back home. So if you have a project or business here, I would love to get involved, so please reach out to me. Or if you know of a project or business down here, please let me know so I can check it out. Next, I'm looking to do a few more interviews for this season, so I'll be reaching out to some more instructors and advocates to interview. But if you are a Black professional in the aquatic space, or if you serve the Black community, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. It'll help me out a lot since this is a one-person operation, and there's a lot of us in the space. Third, blackandaquatics.com, the website. Honestly, I'm not sure if I want to keep maintaining this right now. It just doesn't get a lot of traffic. But the podcast will still have a website because most hosting providers provide that with the subscription. But also I like the fact that I have a place where I can just put up a blog post when I do have something to say. I also know that I have to commit more time to the project, so there's that too. I'll keep y'all updated for sure. Speaking of having a place to post content, that brings me to my last update. I try to post on Instagram because that's where my community is and I love it. I can't promise y'all that I'll post more, but I'm still around. If you know me personally, you know I'm kind of a nerd. So lately I've been posting a bit more on Noster, but it just lacks content and community right now. If you don't know what Noster is, Noster stands for Notes and Other Stuff Transmitted by Relays. If you look at Noster.com, they have one of the simplest explanations of the protocol. It's a simple, open protocol that enables global, decentralized, and censorship-resistant social media. I'll put a link in the show notes, so if you want to check it out, you can. But just as a heads up, the core content comes from Bitcoiners that left Twitter a few years ago. But the content on there is growing. Maybe I'll do an episode that just covers Noster. We'll see. That's all for housekeeping. Tomorrow, Friday, September 20th, is World Cleanup Day. The UN has added this to their calendar to bring people and organizations together to tackle the global mismanaged waste crisis and to help create a new, more sustainable, and waste-free world, which we direly need. To close out this week's episode, here's some banter from Coach Q, Calvin, Shauna, and myself. Thanks for checking in. Peace.
It's when that parents still can't save them from problem. So I love to push family learning swimming.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I talk to
everybody to
like,
from that. You know what you're talking about? Because that's my dad.
Right.
We were having that conversation backwards. I don't know what. Get on a boat, go on a cruise, deep sea fishing, no life jacket. I'm like, fine.
What's up?
You know, he put me and my brother in swimming. You know, we went to the water park. We talked about that as well. My mom was the one going down inside. He'll get in the water for 6 feet, but he was never like, okay, y'all gonna come and get y'all. Like, it was in that. It's in that
yeah.
He's so stuck. He's in that generation where they're stuck in their ways. You know, that he's like, I'm old. I don't, like, you know, I'm not gonna lie. So now, yeah, you still can work.
Yeah, and I tell my mom that all the time because she was in the Navy. She was a big advocate of me and my brother learning how to swim. And she was like, you guys need to learn how to swim. And, you know, she got us all the things, and I do it. And, like, even I do it professionally. And I'm like, hey, Ma. She's like, no. She's like, girl, I'm too old now. And I'm like, you're really not. I'm like, and we would go to the water parks. We go on the boat. We do this. We do that. And she just, like, there's the desire isn't there.
And it's funny, I was talking to my mom.
That stubbornness.
And I don't know if it's stubbornness or they feel like they've just passed that stage in their life where they need to learn how to swim. Like my mom, I don't know that it's that she's stubborn or that she legitimately has a fear of water, but she's not willing to learn how to swim, but she's also not a liability. Meaning she's not on anyone's boat.
Yeah, like, that's true.
She don't have her ankle. She's not even at the beach.
Yeah. Not putting herself in any situation to be
around.
Right. She's not going to be in any situation where water is involved and can just kind of suck her in.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was the one that pushed me into swimming, pushed my brother into swimming. Mm-hmm. He was a competitive swimmer coming from Panama. You know, there we were far and few in between. But in Panama, everyone swam there. At his time, everyone swam because that was the actual, like, that was mandatory. Every child was going to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
Schools had pools.
Yeah.
You know, and what happened when the U.S. took over in Panama is that the pools went away. And they focus on things like soccer, baseball, you know.
The land sports.
Right. Right. And so you're now back into this time frame where a lot of the kids are not learning how to swim. We haven't been to the Olympics in God knows how long. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm like, are you even here? They'd be like, hello, what are you doing here?
Yeah, even when
so,
I... Yeah.
My desire is not just for Belize and for the Bahamas, but to bring swimming back to the country of Panama.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
We got people on board.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's going to push this swimming initiative into these countries. 80% of the Bahamians, they're not swimming.
Right. Yeah.
According to their statistics.
Yeah. And it's like the same in Belize. You go to a beautiful country, like the oceans and stuff. But like that's the thing, I guess, because it is coastal. They'd be like, oh, like why do we need a pool when the water's right there? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, there's all types of stuff in the water, and you know what I'm saying? There's so many other things. Yeah, you know, but you see the kids, like they'll be out there, and I love seeing them do that, but I was like, I also want to see them do that in a pool. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I am, like, I have my sights set on something when I do go back, when I do go to Belize, I want to do something.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hopefully we can just like really
get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I told
okay.
Them, like, we hit it. Like, I said we're gonna hit a Belize. I'm like you're going to Belize. Like,
yeah.
As soon as she come back, we'll see you in flight booked. Like you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm passionate about this. Like I do this full time. You know, like I was saying, I left the East Coast to do this full time. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know my value. And I know what I bring.
Yeah,
that's amazing to be networking and be at this event, you know, with y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you see this happening?
Not at all. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Not the whole sole majority, but the only.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that space is so saturated already.
Mm-hmm. Like last month, I drove up to Indiana and I helped with the Water Safety Festival there. Our people loved it. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, I want to do more events and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, travel,
Houston
like.
Houston in the world, like.
Yeah, the world is so big, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, let's go, let's go diving in the Maldives, let's go.